I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Which players get a boost in daily lineup leagues? Find out next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Saturday, March 12th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Chris Towers. And let's start all the way up at the top, Chris. Shohei Ohtani was amazing last year. However, in this format, he may be worth the number one overall pick. What say you?
Yeah, like there are concerns about injury with him is the biggest thing. I think as long as Shohei Ohtani's healthy in this format, he's absolutely at least a contender for the number one pick. And frankly, if he plays a whole season, he's going to be the number one player in this format just by the sheer math of his contributions. I mean, you're getting 80% of his hitting production, which I think we would probably assume would be 30 homers, probably, maybe 10 stolen bases, 80 runs, 80 RBI, something like that. And then you're getting 100% of his pitching. So you're getting, I don't know, 140 innings, 160 strikeouts, a low 3 ERA, good whip, 10 wins. Like, it's just really hard to get away from this. This is just kind of highlights how valuable he is in fantasy and also in real life. Like, the fact that you get all of that from one roster spot is just incredibly valuable. That it basically gives you an extra roster spot. That's so valuable that, yeah, I think the only argument against Shohei Ohtani as the number one pick in a daily lineups or daily transactions league is just the added risk of being a pitcher and a hitter, or, you know, a base runner as well. So that, I think he has a higher baseline level of injury risk than any position player, but I think on the whole, he's worth the number one pick.
As somebody who had Shohei Ohtani in multiple weekly lineup leagues last year, where I couldn't reap the benefits of both his hitting and his pitching, it was incredibly, incredibly frustrating, and I wish I could have. So if you play in a daily lineup league where you can get both of those, the hitting and the pitching stats from Ohtani, I think he's worth the number one overall pick. How about, Chris, some players with worrisome splits, I think they also see a boost in this format. Someone like Jesse Winker or Jared Walsh, they struggle against lefties. You could bench them in this format when they're scheduled to face a lefty and then just reap all the benefits of what they do against right-handed pitchers. And I think Colorado Rockies hitters. So, you know, you could play them when they're at home, you know, some of those fringe guys, and then bench them when they're on the road. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think the platoon split guys are the ones to focus on from just an individual standpoint. I mean, Jared Walsh had a very good season last year, hit over 30 homers, had a 98 RBI in 144 games. He was, 29 homers. He was the third worst player among qualifiers against left-handed pitching. I mean, that's pretty remarkable for a guy who on the whole had a 127 weighted runs created plus. Against lefties, it was 48. So he absolutely crushed righties, an OPS right around 1,000. And he was pretty much worthless against lefties. You got 9 home runs, and that was basically it. And I'm not sure I would count on 9 home runs. You've also got someone like Austin Meadows, who potentially loses playing time against lefties. You've got Michael Conforto. It's mostly left-handed hitters. Brandon Lau is another one. You know, these are all guys who – Jesse Winker is a really good example as well of guys who – you probably don't want in your lineup against lefties because they're just not going to help you very much. Low batting average, little power. And so, yeah, if you can have a Luis Arias or a Jake Cronenworth or a Ty France, guys with multiple eligibility who can not just fill in for these guys because you don't want to just use one roster spot for a left-handed masher, but guys who can slide in wherever you need them, I think that's the way to go about it. And yeah, Jesse Winker, Jared Walsh, probably more valuable in a daily lineup format.
The last group, Chris, that I wanted to touch on here are these hybrid pitchers, pitchers who have a lot of upside, but we don't necessarily know whether or not they're going to be starters or relievers for their respective teams. But Michael Kopech, Tanner Houck, Aaron Ashby, those are all names that stand out to me. What do you think about maybe boosting them in daily lineup leagues?
I think that makes sense because, you know, in a full week, you may not know whether they're going to be in the rotation because those decisions could be made after your lineup's lock. But in a daily format where it doesn't really matter whether they're starting or whether they're relieving, you're going to get their points because what you should be doing is with what all the relievers that you have on your roster, and I think you should have more middle relievers in a daily lineups format because you just throw them in there when you don't have starters going, you're going to get all of their numbers. And someone like Kopech, that could be 120 strikeouts, a low threes, high twos ERA, and he could end up being a top 50 pitcher just in that format just because you get all of his stats. You don't have to worry about when he's going to be starting and when not. So I think middle relievers, closer, you know, setup men who occasionally close are more valuable. But yeah, those swing men as well are very valuable in this format.
Garrett Whitlock, another name I would throw in that mix. His range of possibilities is the closer for the Red Sox to maybe even being one of their best starting pitchers. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again on Monday morning. Bye-bye.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast, and I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.